is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Frank Underhill's with us, Survival Economics Today. Frank, I wanted to share the... Oh, meet up tonight. Meet up. I'm on stage. We're going to have a roundtable discussion on saving money. What we've learned over the years. What works, what doesn't work. Saving money. That's tonight. Ziggy's, 5:30, Springfield, Missouri. And you're all welcome. And of course, unless you're a politician. And government employees, make sure you bring your IDs. Photo IDs required. Government employees. Ziggy's tonight, 5:30. Frank... Have you ever been to a military antique show?
No, not offhand, no.
Okay.
All right. I went to the Imperial War Museum in England, but never an antique military show, no.
It's probably very similar in some ways. There's a military antiques extravaganza. It's called the MAX, M-A-X, Military Antiques Extravaganza. It's at the Monroeville Convention Center, October 4th and 5th, in Pennsylvania. And it is... It's a really awesome, awesome show where you can see all kinds of military items for sale. So, for example, if you want to buy a painting by Adolf Hitler, not of him, but by him, you can. If you want to buy silverware that was part of the Third Reich, you can. If you want to buy a Civil War cannon, it might be there. If you're interested in uniforms from Russia, the United States, Japan, Germany, Italy, you probably can. If you're interested in buying some firearms, historic collectible firearms, you probably can. So I've been going to this show for many, many years. And I know the owners, Tom Johnson, Colonel Tom Johnson, and Tom Whitman. And they produce this show, and I think I'm going to be able to broadcast live from the Military Antiques Extravaganza and put on some experts in militaria, experts in collectibles, and where the market's going, and so forth. So I just want to share with you that I'm probably going to be there. That's October 4th and 5th at Monroeville Convention Center in Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
Well,
that's October 4th and 5th.
It's funny, like, Hitler was actually an art student before he was a soldier.
So yes, and I've seen his paintings.
Yeah, they would be worth something, and if those exhibits are on display, you know, people should go and take a look at them. And, you know, quite a remarkable man. And, you know, he was an artist, and although his artwork was laughable, but if, you know, so the critic said, but... apparently, he has nice street portraits.
Well, and there is all the artwork that I've seen that he painted were small. I haven't seen any large canvases that Adolf Hitler painted. I'm talking 4 inches by 6 inches, maybe 5 by 7, maybe an 8.5 by 11. But I haven't seen anything that he painted that was large. Maybe it's because it just wasn't available for sale when I saw it, but I've probably seen 10 or 15 of his paintings. And I've seen some really interesting things, collectible items at these events. For example, Adolf Hitler's wife's lipstick case. Yeah, in silver. I've seen that. I've seen her silver service, with the EB designed by Speer. I've seen that. And I've seen, you know, a lot of daggers, personalized daggers. Third Reich daggers, SS daggers, SA daggers, even Hitler Youth knives. Hundreds and hundreds of them are available for sale. The real deal, if you want. And some people collect them, and they keep going. Well, generally the trend is up in price, but, you know, there have been some dips. But if a person wants to buy it and get in and out quickly, unless you buy it for a really, really low price, it's not going to happen. But it is kind of a neat thing to have as a war memento about how bad it could have been had they won. So I'm going to be at the Military Antiques Extravaganza. At least that's the plan, and I've been to many of them. So, Frank, we were talking about TV, we were talking about mind control, and I wanted to share with you. I mentioned SWAT teams. When I was in Virginia over the last couple of weeks, I took notice of some things. One, I saw a magnificently painted, black, shiny, glossy, black truck. And it said, in gold lettering, SWAT. Orange County SWAT team. These guys are proud of that. They are proud that they have this assault vehicle. And it seems to me that what's happening is we are more in the business of killing people than we are in arresting suspected bad guys and bringing them to trial and having them tried by a jury. We're executing them with snipers. And when I was in this one particular, I visited a sheriff's office. I was in the lobby there, just looking around, and they had a Harley-Davidson motorcycle they were pretty proud of. Actually, it's our motorcycle that they were displaying. And it was, you know, a police motorcycle. And those were the days when the police would ride around and protect and serve and help people. Well, they had an awards display case. And I'll never forget, I even took a picture of it, and I'm going to put it on the website. It is an award that this man won for a sniper-initiated assault competition. Sniper-initiated assault competition. That's killing people. That's executing people. And I was looking on the news over the weekend, and there was a FBI sniper team that killed a man who held a woman hostage. They didn't arrest him. They didn't tase him. They didn't put him in handcuffs. They executed him. They hunted him down, and they executed him. And there are pictures of these guys, and they're smiling and laughing and having a good time. They're killing people. It's not the way I was raised. It's not what I think our country should be about. But it's happening more and more and more every day. And we're talking about desensitization on television. So if you watch these things, you say, well, good, good, he killed him. That's great. Well, I know a guy by the name of Randy Weaver. And they shot his wife. They shot Randy Weaver's wife right through her front door. Sniper did it. And, of course, is he in jail? No. What's the need to shoot a woman and her baby through the front door of their house? So we're talking about television and desensitizing us, and that is what is happening. Frank, did I explain this, or do we need to do more?
Well, there was a program yesterday on the CNN about that, and how this guy took a... you know, I was living up in Canada at the time, and I don't recall the story, but a guy... was so infuriated with it that he took a renter truck up to a government building in Oklahoma and blew it up. He was that enraged by it. And, you know, so there are people who take things very personally when people are killed freely for no reason. Heck, in Florida, a kid was tased for putting graffiti on a McDonald's, but you know, does he deserve to go to jail and get fined? Yeah, but he doesn't deserve to pay with his life. So there is a lot of people who are dying needlessly, and I think I said on an earlier program, if you call the police, someone is either going to get killed or taken away or both. So, you know, people should think twice before dialing that 911.
Look at
this guy who in Florida or somewhere where a guy was in his car looking for cigarettes, And a nosy neighbor calls the police, and the police who show up at the house there, and he walks into, he gets out of his car, out of his front seat, and he walks into a police firing squad and gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what if that guy never phoned the police, and that guy was just allowed to go about his business and get his cigarettes?
We posted an article on the website USA Preparedness weeks ago where a man in California was visiting his friend. His friend wasn't home, so the man just sat on his front porch. A man drove to visit a friend. Went to visit a friend. Friend wasn't home. So the man sat on the front porch, picked up the garden hose, was holding the nozzle. Neighbor saw it from across the street. Called 911. Said there's a man. I don't know who he is. Don't recognize him. He's got a gun. Looks like a revolver. Or something small like that. That's what the man that called 911 said. Police show up. Execute the man on the front porch. They didn't say, "Sir, what do you have in your hand?" Nope. They didn't say, "Sir, raise your hands. Hands up." Nope. "Sir, what are you doing?" Nope. They just executed him. And these guys get away with it. We have another post on the website. A man is videotaping the cops in California. The cops don't like it, so they decide to arrest him. The man puts his dog in his car, puts the window down in his car, and gets handcuffed. Okay, cops arrest him. The dog sees this going on with his master, jumps out of the car window, and what do the cops do? Kill the dog. Now, I can tell you for certain that if the cops came to my farm, my dogs would be out there and they'd want to know what's going on. And if the cops shot my dogs, there'd be a gunfight right then and there. Because I would consider that a risk to my life. It's out of control. These guys have handcuffs, tasers, batons, radios, billy clubs, mace, cars, shotguns, assault weapons, handguns, magazines. It's not enough. They've got to use them. They just have to kill. It's out of control. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon, is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, that's nice. The Obamas are going on vacation. And they're bringing their dog. So the dog's getting a helicopter ride, courtesy of us. I really love our dogs, but, you know, I can't imagine going to my neighbors and saying, hey, listen, I want to go on vacation and look, I really love our dogs. So would you all chip in and fly? We're going to get a helicopter, and we'd like you to pay for it so we can go on vacation. Again, Frank, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. The first vacationer and his wife. The first golfer. Jeez. Anthony Weiner wants to be mayor of New York City. Of course, he's involved in the sexting scandal. 11% of the people surveyed approve of him. 11%. It's like a record low, right? Well, that's good. That's good. It's about the same percentage that approve of our Congress, which is 10%. So 10% think Congress is doing a good job. 11% approve of Anthony Weiner. And that brings to mind General Electric. General Electric has a management style. And what they do is every year they have the annual performance reviews. And people are rated how well they did, how much money they saved, how much money they brought into General Electric. The ones who do really well might get a raise. But what they do to the bottom 10% is they fire them. They fire them. They fire the bottom 10% every year. At least that was the management style when I had a boss that worked for General Electric. And maybe they have something. Maybe, you know, if 11% approve of Anthony Weiner and 10% approve of Congress, maybe there's absolutely no hope for that bottom 10%. And maybe General Electric had something right where they fired the bottom 10% because they just couldn't figure it out. They were just dumb as a box of rocks. Frank, you have any comments on that?
Well, I I think that how you articulately word it is the way things are going, and that's probably why this nation is in a state of paralysis, and that's why people are afraid to do anything, because, you know, there's always repercussions for things. Let's face it. You're almost afraid to go out of your house because you know something might happen to you on your way to the mall. So,
yeah, I can't. Well, Frank, I haven't been to a mall in a long time. Jeez, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. I haven't shopped at Sears ever since Sears Roebuck and Company took down the signs that said "Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back." I don't want to go to Sears. It used to be a great place. I used to work for Sears when I was in high school. I was an auto mechanic there. And if we sold something and a customer didn't like it, they could return it. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Well, that's not the case anymore. It is not the case anymore. There is no satisfaction guaranteed or your money back at Sears. And, Frank, I think I shared this, but let's talk about this. It's indicative of what's happening in the country, in commerce, in industry, in corporations. I was told that by a store manager at Sears about maybe 10, 15 years ago, that Sears doesn't work for the customers anymore. They work for the shareholders. They report to the shareholders. The customers are kind of like a byproduct of what they do. And that seems to be what's happening in corporations today. And If we could talk about that for a few minutes, I think it'd be good, because where I'm going with this is it's not about having a great product. It's not about having a great service. It's about making a lot of money in the market for the executives and the upper echelons within corporations. The little guys get beat up. The little guys are the guys that work in these Chinese factories. These are the little guys work at the fast food counters. They're not making any money. They're barely surviving, if they're surviving. But the fat cats at the top are really, really doing very well. What do you see as a trend in that, Frank?
Well, I see the same thing that you're talking about, and it's unfortunate. And I think earlier in the broadcast, we were saying how the disparity is just getting wider and wider. How many people can afford to fly their pets on an airplane for a family holiday today? It's getting dire.
Yeah, not only their pets, how many can afford to fly? Heck. You know, an airline ticket, you know, used to be able to fly for around $100. Now it's like $1,000. Frank, we come back. Can we talk about mining for precious metals? Frank Underhill.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision
Vision Plasma pH drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What?
Today.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank, you've heard the story about Oprah Winfrey with her $38,000 crocodile bag that she wanted to look at when she was in Switzerland at a Swiss boutique. So she wanted to look at this leather bag. It was $38,000 U.S. It was crocodile, and there aren't a lot of uses for crocodile. I mean, some people eat them. In Australia and Ethiopia, Thailand, South Africa, and Cuba, crocodile meat is consumed, but not much interest for crocodile meat in other parts of the world. So there's a furor about maybe it's racist because they looked at Oprah and thought maybe she couldn't afford it. So they're saying maybe there's a race bias there. Maybe there's a weight bias because she's a little larger than some people. And so there's a furor about her not being able to see or be shown this crocodile bag. I look at it completely differently. I look at it as, why would she want to look at a crocodile bag? How greedy must a person be to want to have one of those? You know, why would we want to kill a crocodile for a bag? Now, I can understand leather because we consume cows. In lots of places all over the world, we consume cows for meat. And one of the things that's left over is the cowhide. So I can understand leather wallets, leather bags, leather belts. I can understand that. Leather shoes. Makes a lot of sense. Crocodile does not make a lot of sense to me. So is it greed that's involved? I mean, would a person have one of those things to just show off the amount of wealth that a person has? $38,000 for a bag.
You know, I don't even think she should have even volunteered. She went to such a place to begin with. You know, if I buy a car, I don't go and broadcast on your program. Oh, here's where I went to buy a car or this kind of car. I think there's just something egregious about it.
Yeah. Frank, let's talk about mining. Now, for a while, mining... Mining was really
you know,
taking
maybe
a beating.
I just want to say one thing, too,
because...
go back on this, and about the race business. In Switzerland is almost a, what's the word, hermetically sealed society, all right? They do not have a bunch of outsiders in that country. So perhaps to this lady that works in such a store, where it's not common that a person of African descent, let alone American, goes in and buys anything. And there's no reason to be jumping on somebody's head. It's like not having any chocolate ice cream your whole life. And all of a sudden, one day somebody presents chocolate ice cream to you and says, here, taste this. They're very quiet, passive people over there. And I just don't think it's fair that this person in the store get beaten up. You know, they're not as diverse as this country or other countries around the world. Maybe they're more like Japan, say, where there's very few foreign people who live there. Switzerland is the same way itself, too. So I don't think it's fair of her to just go and jump all over this lady's head and broadcast about buying a store. She just doesn't know and is probably perhaps odd to her that somebody would come into the store and let alone want to buy such an expensive handbag in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the clerk at the sales associate is saying that Oprah did not tell the truth. And so we don't know. We weren't there. The bottom line is there is a huge disparity, a wealth disparity. Frank, I am so out of touch. I think the last time I bought a wallet, a leather wallet, was probably for $10. I am that out of touch with, and I don't even carry a wallet. I don't even carry a wallet.
How do you know over in Switzerland if they don't even have the Oprah Winfrey show? How would this lady know anyways? They don't watch a lot of TV. They're into literature. They're into arts. They're into outdoor recreation. You know, they're not into sitting home all day and watching talk shows, interviewing celebrities. So maybe this lady didn't even know who she was, let alone like a stranger coming into a store.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know her. I mean, if she were walking down the street here or down the road where we live, I wouldn't recognize her. Seriously, I wouldn't. I might say, what's this entourage all about? But I wouldn't know. Frank, let's talk about mining. What is going on with miners? And why don't we start with the types of mines, miners? There's the junior miners. Let's talk about, for a couple minutes, what they do. What does a junior miner do, and what's happening with them now?
Well, right now, a lot of these junior miners, of course, are like in a world of hurt right now. And a lot of them have spent money on their properties, and a lot of them had, you know, very, you know, high valuations during the gold rally. But I think if anyone is looking to invest in them, should you know, analyze some of the ones that do have projects, that do have money in the Treasury, that do want to carry on with their projects. And I think that there's a whole, you know, slew of them out there. And even ones that have a moderate degree of production, they're trading like juniors as well, too. And there's a lot of those out there, too, that people should take a look at if you're looking at getting in, quote, on the ground floor. There's a lot of these juniors have been, you know, like when the big stocks are higher, you know, the money always trickles down to the bottom. And I think right now when seniors and mid-tiers look high value, I think money will eventually start going back into the juniors once again. So, hello?
When you say, Frank, when you say money going back into the juniors, are you talking about purchasing stock shares?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not going to be led by the small investor. It's going to be led by hedge funds or household name and mutual funds that are going to make the first cash infusions in these companies, because generally those kind of companies have already are doing homework, are doing a study and research and feasibility on their projects. So chances are the small investor will be the last to know.
Okay. So what does a small investor do right now? Let's say they have shares. What is your recommendation?
Well, I would just if you need to sell for something else, or you're tired of it and you need the money, you can always, cash out at any time. But if you also got to remember why you bought these kind of shares in the first place. And it's just a matter of time. If they do have a project in the works, it's only a matter of time before they get reactivated again. And again, when you have like low gold metal prices like you have now, there's not really a big impetus to be doing exploration. But of course, when prices move up, then of course everybody follows through, and then suddenly there's not enough companies around to invest in.
Okay, makes a lot of sense to me. So we're going to have to wait for precious metals prices to come back up.
Yeah.
For the junior miners.
People should go to, look at their, whether they go to Gold Seek, Silver Seek, 321, Kitco, or whatever. Just keep perusing the headlines, and you'll see articles that stand out. Stockwatch is what I use down here, stockwatch.com. They'll always talk about a company putting money into a junior. So, there's various reliable sources out there.
Hey, stockwatch.com. Why don't you Silver Seek, Gold Seek, what else?
Yeah, 321 Gold, those kind of sites. If something is of really notice, Bloomberg will pick up the story. But generally there are sites that people can go to and read about. And that's part of doing homework. Yeah.
Frank, why is it that the mainstream media really downs precious metals? They say it's a relic. There's no reason to own it. Why do they say that, Frank?
Well, this is the same story I've been hearing my whole life through boom and bust cycles. And gold always, see, because there's a not only a tangible value, there's also a physical value to it, and there's also an intrinsic value to it. And people who buy gold like the allureness of it. If there was never a value to it, you wouldn't have mints making coins with it. You wouldn't have...
that's a really good point.
Yeah. So if there was garbage, you wouldn't have mints buying this, buying it and making coins in their country with. So, you know, gold is gold. Look at Canada Leaf. Look at the Cougar Rand. Look at the Austrian Philharmonic, the Australian coins, you know, so the U.S. Liberty coins. So, you know, if it was no good, you wouldn't have, countries minting coins in their likeness of it. Yes.
And Frank, you're so right on with this, because not only that, but the countries are so proud of their gold minted coins that you can even buy from the mints limited edition runs of those gold coins at a premium. You have to buy them at a premium, but they're so proud of them, they even make them. You're absolutely right. And jewelry is made out of precious metals. It's not made, I mean, if you look at jewelry made out of copper, people say, well, that's junk. That's junk jewelry. It's only when it's in silver and gold and platinum that people associate value with it. Frank, we get back. Can you talk about the senior miners? What are they up to? What should we be paying attention to with the senior miners around the world? Frank Underhill, CEO, UnderhillSecurities.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I'm going to read to you part of a report. Very quickly. Just made the news. Now, the Kansas City Star. It's a newspaper in Kansas City, Missouri, kansascity.com. And State Fair in Missouri draws some national attention. Why? Because they had at the State Fair a bull riding component, a bull riding session at the State Fair. And the bull rider will put on a Obama face mask, okay? And the announcer said, how many of you would like to see, let me read this exactly. He said, the announcer wanted to know, and this is in quotes, the announcer wanted to know if anyone would like to see Obama run down by a bull. Okay? The crowd went wild. Now, those are quotes. Now, as a result of that, there seems to be some political comments and a statement from Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. She said it was shameful and unacceptable. All right. And then Democratic Governor Jay Nixon's press secretary, Scott Holst, said that the governor agrees that the performance was disrespectful and offensive. Now, that is something. I'm mentioning this for a reason. Politicians hate it when you disrespect them. They hate it. They cannot stand it when you are disrespectful to them. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind for the future, that they hate it when you're disrespectful. Now, I can imagine back in when Nixon was president, Richard Milhouse Nixon, I can imagine someone, they had lots of face masks with him, and there were never any complaints about, you know, being disrespectful to the president. This is new. This is new where you're not allowed to comment and make fun of politicians. They don't like it. Okay, Frank Underhill, Cedar Miners, what do we need to know about them?
Well, the real bad word has been in mining, high costs, write-downs, mm-hmm. Production, and basically when gold goes up, a lot of those dilemmas can be when a lot of this has been not as much in the paper, and of course you'll see this when gold moves up, that it'll take the companies up with it. But it's just been a lot of negative press on them lately.
Okay, a lot of negative press on the senior miners as well. So, Frank, if we still have a demand for precious metals, if we still have a demand, and there are those who want to buy gold and silver, and we are producing less than we are consuming, doesn't that mean that prices are just going to keep going up in the long run?
Yeah, it should. It should mean that. But I think if the, and again, it goes to what the dollar is doing. And I think that if the dollar, you know, keeps drifting, you know, it's going to help gold. But like I said again earlier, a few minutes, a second ago, that a lot of the bad news from the miners has to evaporate, i.e. high costs, write-downs, cutting production back. Barrick is an example of this. It's probably, I think, one of the worst performing in the, I think it's, that's what's bringing the whole gold index down, basically, is that one company. And there's a lot of company for that. It takes a lot of good news to move that company. But I think once they straighten out their balance sheet, they can sort out their South American dilemmas, you'll probably see it move up. And remember this, gold is getting more and more expensive because companies got to go dig deeper to extract it, or they got to process a lot more ore to get at it. And that particularly goes doubly for the heap leach miners.
So, Frank, bottom line is, if you have it, should we hold on to it or should we dump it?
I hold on to it. Look, remember, this is a longer-term investment. You know, it's not like people are flipping a technology deal out of it. Again, if you think the dollar's going to go down, you need to hold it, yeah.
Yep. I never considered dumping mine. Never considered it. I'm not kidding. Frank Underhill, if you'd like to call him, 702-987-5449, 702-987-5449. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. Frank, thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.